I'm just going to share for a couple minutes, and then we're actually going to dismiss you for just a little bit of quiet time with God that we've carved into the schedule. And maybe you've already had a little alone time, but we just really want to focus this time to just have some private worship with God and just some intimacy with Him. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord. Psalm 89:15. Walking in the light of God's presence. That's what we all long for, right? Well, I have a quick story about light. Last fall, I went to a pumpkin patch with my daughter and my baby grandson. And being that fall is my absolute favorite season, and my grandson is my absolute favorite subject to photograph, it was a perfect setup. And this called for more than just my cell phone. I dug out my Canon Rebel. And I'm not really a great photographer. I mean, I could put on the focus and snap the shutter, the autofocus, that is. And that's about it. But when I got home, I downloaded the pictures on my computer. I think I had about 100. And I got some really good ones, and I sent the best ones to my daughter in an email, and I just said, there are some really great pictures, but the light is weird in most of them. And it was. It was all swirly and muted, almost kind of impressionistic. And my sweet daughter, she replies, Mom, I think you have a smudge on your lens. And sure enough, I went and looked at the lens, and I did. And it was just amazing to me how just this little smudge could distort the light, but it did. And you know, our Heavenly Father, He longs for us to walk in the light of His presence, just brushing away all the distractions, everything around us and within us, just anything that would block the light. Focus completely on Him. So how do we clear away those distractions, those smudges on our lenses, so to speak? Well, someone once said, worship is all that we are reacting to all that God is. And you know, the focus this weekend has been just reminding us that He really wants us to come into His presence just as we are, bringing whatever our thoughts, whatever our emotions. He wants us to lay them before Him and just say, I love you. I need you. I'm all yours. And in doing this, we prepare ourselves to concentrate on Him, and that's when real worship begins. In Ephesians 1:18, Paul writes, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope He has given those He's called. Well, how can we be flooded with light? One way is that we can just start by thanking Him. Just thanking Him for who He is, what He's done, what He continues to do every day. There's a great worship song by All Sons and Daughters called Great Are You, Lord. And they break it down and they make it really simple. God gives us the very breath in our lungs, and we can worship Him by just giving His breath back in praise. And here are some of the words. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. I mean, it's that simple. Well, maybe you've come to retreat this weekend, and maybe you're in a hard place in your life. Perhaps it's even hard to see or to feel God right now. Believe me, I get it. It seems counterintuitive to be grateful, but those are the best times to just go to God and just to thank Him. And we don't have to thank Him for the ugly, hard stuff, but we can thank Him for who He is while we're in it. Consider what Sharon James says. She says, when we look at life through the lens of gratitude, God comes into view. We see Him. We hear Him. We detect His fingerprints in the darkest days and the brightest days. Gratitude is one of the most significant aspects of our relationship with God. Just looking back at all the ways God's blessed us will steady our feet in shaky times no matter what we're going through. As we praise God for who he is and thank him for what he's done, our perspective of him grows larger and our problems grow smaller. A couple weeks ago, I don't know if you guys remember this, but it was raining one morning on a Saturday, and I looked out the window, and it was cloudy and raining, and I had this little solar flower on my patio table, and my little solar flower was dancing. It was reaching up to the light, even with the clouds and the rain, and I just thought, isn't that great? And just going back to the original scripture we started with, just hearing the joyful call to worship, walking in the light of his presence, no matter what. I mean, that's what we want to do, right? So I'm going to close with Psalm 96:8-9. And it says, give the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come to worship him. Worship the Lord in his holy splendor. And the King James Version says, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. And there's something beautiful about holiness. Obviously, we've been learning about that all weekend. And the Lord shares his holiness with us. Through Jesus Christ, we become holy in his eyes. And that's a beautiful thing. So we're just going to go spend some intimate time with our Lord, just worshiping him in the beauty of his holiness. I know it's windy outside. You can go fight the wind. We can go back to our room. Am I sending everybody off? Okay, so we're just going to be quiet and just focus our time on God. Dinner isn't until 6 o'clock, so we have 45 minutes where we can just have that, just focus time on God, just seeking him. Sorry. Correct. So we're going to not even talking to each other as we leave, just quiet. And that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just pray us out. Oh, Father God, we're just so thankful, God, just to be surrounded by beauty. Just here today, God, in just this place. And Lord, we just give you our hearts, God. We just pray for just a time that our hearts can be open to you, God. May our ears be attentive, Lord. And we just pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to us, God. Just remove any distractions, anything that would be smudges on our lenses, God. And just help us just to focus on you. And God, just thank you for loving us. Thank you that you know every intimate detail about us and that you brought us here this weekend, God. And I think about how excited we get when we're going to maybe get together with a friend and we're going to meet them somewhere at a restaurant. And it's like you, Jesus, have gotten there first. And you've just sent a text message to each one of us. And you've said, hey, I have a quiet booth and I'm waiting here for you. And I can't wait to spend time with you. So, Lord, we just give you this time now. And we just love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.